Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
This is for BG. He didn't start this fire. It was burning. It was burning on Sunday. Might have been burning last year. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9495. Our Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. I haven't looked at the polls at the beginning of the show. I'm disagreeing with the people today. More people in their feelings than not. Do you think it's a good thing that Brandon Graham said what he said
last
night?
And what
they say, no. On WFP, 72% said no. But
because they're right.
Well, no. Football guys like Ross Tucker and I, offensive linemen like Ross Tucker and I, see this as a good thing.
It's messy. It's just messy.
It was messy.
Messy
before. Just because BG told
it
us.
It was messy.
Doesn't mean it wasn't.
It was messy.
Yeah, it's messy. Of course it's messy. He's got a diva wide receiver, and you have a quarterback not playing well.
I don't know any good receiver that's not a diva.
Devontae.
Devontae's not as good as AJ.
Sure, but he's good.
I mean,
you just said you don't know any good receiver that's not a diva.
He's an outlier.
Okay.
Devontae is one of one. Devontae is one of one. I will give you that. You're right. He's one of one.
Devontae's my guy.
Yeah, because he doesn't say anything, and he just likes to block.
Well, yeah, if it were up to Devontae, we would be talking about the Steelers this week.
No, I tell you what, he did play at Alabama. And they did a whole lot of
Nick
run blocking.
Saban, he takes that diva, and he just crumbles it. It's gone. You're not allowed to be a diva.
He did a whole lot of run. He played with some hellified running backs,
too. And he also played with, like, three other NFL wide receivers,
yeah,
so don't
did.
You dare
yeah.
complain about
that. That curriculum was not at Ole Miss.
No, I was not.
Shots fired.
Different there. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, back to the phone lines in just a minute here. And coming up, continue to stay tuned because when you hear the sounder in a few minutes, you know what you got to call in for. Hugh's holiday stocking will tell you what's inside. So today, everyone will be playing for an incredible qualifying prize pack, including Jack Daniel's rocks glasses, water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, Tennessee whiskey tote bag, and the ultimate grand prize, which we'll pick from our qualifying winners, a Jack Daniel's Eddie Cooler, Jack Daniel's cornhole set, Jack Daniel's giant Jenga, original wood smoker chips, and a Gerhard's Appliances Weber Spirit 2 grill and 55-inch smart TV. Coming up later this hour, we will play Hugh's holiday stock and what's in it. We'll find out coming up. Before we go back to the phones, though, Hugh, we got to play this. LeSean McCoy, we've heard a lot recently on WIP. It's been great. He was in studio with us. He was on the pregame show when he got inducted into the Eagles Hall of Fame. Well, he has his daily show, FS1, the facility. So he was on there today, and you knew they were going to talk about this. Yeah. And he started talking about the situation, Eagles, and he said, hey, BG, mind your business.
BG, my brother, though. Mind your business. Mind your business. The first thing he said was, I don't know everything was going on, yep. but here's my... How you know? And I'm cool with BG.
He in the locker room.
But here's the thing, though. On offense and defense, though, we even might be cool. Like, I was cool. I chose my man, but, like, I'm not running him my business. What's going on in the offense? And how he know one trying? Because how he know one trying? How he know? I'll just say this, man. As a brotherhood in the locker room, we keep everything in-house.
Yep.
We're not going to media and rapping about this, about that, right? We've seen other teams do that. The thing with A.J. Brown, I think we're all blown out of proportion. They say, yo, what do you need to fix on the offense? I don't know if you guys watch or know. But if he don't have to say anything, the first thing we all going to say is, yo, the passing game.
So what do you make of that, Hugh? He basically said, BG, love you, but mind your business.
Yeah, he's right. He's right. I love BG too, man. But my thing is, how do you know as a defender, as a defensive player, how do you know what AJ doing? How do you know what they're working on? Because normally, and I know BG's hurt right now, but normally defense working on what the defense works on.
So I hear you on that, and he probably doesn't know the ins and outs of what's going on in the pass game. I'm sure he doesn't, right? Mm-hmm. Like he's on the other side of the ball.
Can't possibly know that.
But he does know as a veteran if it's a good thing to kind of call your teammate out after the game, right?
Well, yeah, he's not. Listen,
I think like that was the spirit of it. Don't do that to him publicly.
BG is not a dummy, and BG has been doing a lot of radio over the years to know exactly what he was doing. I can't put my finger on the pulse of why. He did this. I did put my finger on the pulse, but y'all thought I was acting crazy. Y'all think I'm making an excuse for people. But the man did just have surgery. He probably on the Percocet some, and he probably was out of his right mind. That's all.
An excuse a day.
No, I'm just saying. It might be that.
Yesterday was the holidays. Today's Percocet.
Just let me.
The holidays was an all-timer. I'm not going to ever get over it.
Let me workshop this. Workshop this with me, shall we?
All right, let's do it.
He just had surgery, right?
Yeah.
On his arm.
He said he was going to get it checked out today.
When has BG ever in life since he's been on the air been negative? Ever?
Almost never. Never.
It's the Percocet, man.
He's Mr. Positive.
It's the Percocet. He was on them pills, man. He took too many. He wasn't driving, so everybody out there talking about, well, how'd he get home? He never drives. So he was high.
Doesn't mean the truth didn't come out. I mean, you have a half an excuse right there.
No, because even when we were going through the tough time that we were going through when we were on a 6-game losing streak, I used to listen to BG show and I'm like, damn, BG, you trying awfully hard to be positive. He was positive, man. So I'm gonna chuck it up to BG was high.
Sometimes the truth serum gets the truth out of you. A drink or two gets the truth out of you.
He was Percocet. He was on Percocet.
That's fine.
It's the holidays though.
That's the one that
Percocet
out.
At the holidays. There's the different.
No, because that was WIP caller level of copium yesterday. It's the holidays. You know, like. I expected that to come after a long OG Wade rant about Jalen.
I come in and I try to sprinkle y'all with game every day, just like I tried to tell y'all about Bryce Young coming to town and doing what, you know, and he almost lit us up. That's all I'm saying, man. Y'all don't listen to what I'm saying.
I'm telling you.
I have a profound knowledge of all of this randomness that is the random stuff that goes on in life.
I'm just saying, a legit threat.
As the Panthers are going down that field on Sunday to win the game, I had your Bryce Young jersey queued up in my cart on NFL Shop. I was purchasing it immediately.
Somebody's not going to admit it, but when Leggett dropped that pass before he dropped it, they was like, damn it, that damn Hugh Douglas called that.
I was thinking about you the whole game.
Somebody said this guy, man. They was like, they ain't called me no nice names either, though. They probably called me a couple a-holes. He was like, he tried to tell us.
And listen, I didn't have the company card. I was putting it on my card to buy you a Bryce Young jersey. I was going to expense it later.
I'm just saying, man.
I had it in the cart.
See, this is the problem. Y'all need to think outside the box sometimes.
Y'all,
that linear thinking, that ain't what it's about.
You're so far outside the box with this one.
That ain't where the box is anymore. I'm just saying, BG ain't never said nothing bad about nobody.
Well, that's
it's them pills, man.
Well, we used this phrase yesterday.
It's them pills he was on.
Speak softly, carry a big stick.
He was on them pills. He was feeling it, and somebody asked him a question. And he just went in for 20 of them things.
I don't even know if there was a question. He just started talking.
That's what I'm saying, because he was high.
He long talked as much. There must be a defensive pass rusher thing, a defensive end thing. This long talking.
I try not to long talk, because I know if I'm long talking, I'd have forgot what I was talking
about. Ebonominy.
All right. We have one more cut here from.
Monominous.
Yeah, the monominous one's the best. All right. Let's hear from LeSean this morning again on his show, talking about just more on this and talking to AJ and their relationship and kind of what he feels right now.
Because I talk to AJ, and we are friends, right? And I try to keep my you know, relationship and everything personal and private. But if I don't even mention his name, I'll just say, listen, yo, when you watch the Eagles offense and you watch tape, not no fan stuff, I'm talking about Eddie watching tape and Willie watching plays 2 or 3 times, you see that Jalen Hurts is just missing reads, missing throws. And even though we are winning, we not going to beat the Detroit Lions throwing for 100 yards. It's not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
When you have a number 3 wide receiver in the league, you have the number top 3 wide receiver duos, I think, with Smitty and A.J. Brown. We should be smoking teams. And if we're not smoking them, having comfortable leads, all I'm saying is A.J.'s not really wrong, and he didn't throw his quarterback under the bus.
So when I heard that from LeSean, okay, and I agree with his premise on the football aspect, right? Like, they're going to need to throw the ball better to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It did, because he started it by saying, I talked to AJ, right? Like, he said that to us when he was here. They're obviously friends. It sounded like that was coming from AJ. Like, we're not going to win this way. We got to figure this out. I mean, that sounds like a receiver saying, yeah, this is nice, but we need to figure out the passing game. Otherwise, we're going to lose.
But you know what's funny about that? And the way it was said, we've been saying that for weeks.
I know, but so you're right. But now I feel like it's coming from the receiver room.
But and see,
because the offensive line's not going to say that.
But to be honest, Joe, if you're being honest, anybody who played the game or knows the game knows that if we want to ultimately get to where we want to be, that we have to be better. And it's been being said. I think it was a combination of a few things. And I know I said it, you know, the Saquon thing and all of this stuff. I know some people out there that don't really fathom that. And I don't.
Oh, the shrine?
I don't have time to explain it to you. Maybe somebody that, you know, played football could help you out with that. But it's when you talk about that happening with Saquon and them being able to run the ball as effectively as they have and not passing as efficiently as they could be, that's probably where AJ was frustrated. We talk like Mike Quick tried to say it as nice as he possibly could, but I would love to have a chance to talk to Mike Quick and ask him if he was in the same situation in his younger days and he was in a wide open route like that and he didn't throw it to him, how he would have felt. And I'm pretty sure Mike probably wouldn't have said nothing that would have been, you know, bulletin board material in the paper, but he would have been frustrated because that's frustrating. Mm. Because you know, in order. Like now, we're at the part of the season. We got four games left, man. And we know that we got to tighten up. We got to tighten up the passing game. We got to tighten up this defense because you're about to go in. The stakes are higher. The teams are better. And I don't think anybody thinks that when you – see, we're stuck on the fact that it's AJ and the quarterback got beef. But I don't think anybody feels comfortable with the passing game where it is right now. I don't think anybody feels that.
Well, I don't know how you can. I mean, they could barely get over 100 yards.
And now we're mad at him because, let's say this. He forced Brandon to bring it to the forefront. Maybe we become better for this because now, it, like you said, Joe, it has to be talked about.
They can't avoid it. I mean, this is the –
Because we got four games left, man, and we got a tough-ass team coming into town, and we ain't even talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers. We're talking about the drama that's going on with the passing game.
You know who's got a big smirk on his face right now? Mike Tomlin.
Mike, Coach Tomlin, yeah.
Because he sees a team that's one-dimensional right now, and he's got a team that has infighting right now. I mean, that's his opponent this coming week. Andy in Westchester's up. Hey, Andy.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's going up, on, Andy?
Man? Oh, God. Sitting on hold always makes me, like, my brain goes 50 different directions than where I wanted to be. But I'm going to start with Hugh. He could have at least started a quarterback this week.
I didn't start
you
a quarterback.
Didn't even, you're messing up the whole playoff field.
Because
you're giving away three wins here, Hugh.
You call me Diamond Girl anyway, Douglas. Diamond Douglas.
You're tanking. He was tanking without a draft pick in his hand.
It's a moot point anyway because I pretty much got it wrapped up. I don't even know what the prize is yet. But yeah.
Wait a second. You're calling your shot that you're going to win this thing?
He definitely
we
did
got
that.
We got the playoffs.
He talked bad about me, and then he talked about he's going to win it all.
Well, I mean, your team stinks.
Yeah, the low point of my season was I lost to Lance.
Did he finish even worse than Hugh?
That's bad, yeah, Lance.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I think Hugh would finish dead last.
Did he?
Yeah.
So. Either way.
Gotta shoot for some.
Yeah, dead last for you. Go ahead, Andy.
Now it's time for some caller-on-caller crime. And you guys let it happen. Mm. Get rid of A.J. Brown. That's the solution. And Saquon doesn't want to get the rushing.
Self don't like people. Self don't like people.
What was that? Are you kidding me? Yeah, get rid of A.J. We'll be all good then. But anyway, yeah, I'll take the beating tomorrow when he calls back in. So, that aside, I am glad that Brandon said it. I was wrong to do, but I'm always a fan of rolling the grenade into the room. And I think that...
That's exactly what last night was. It was a grenade indoors. I mean, that's what it was.
Yeah. So, hopefully, honestly, he takes it upon himself and gets the two together and just says, look, you know, because he already said he was sorry, he shouldn't have said it. Gets them together. And
ain't nobody listening to Brandon right now, man.
Oh, excuse me? Clip has like 5 million views.
I'm talking about anybody in the locker room. Ain't nobody listening to Brandon right now.
About that.
Yeah, because of the pills. Actually, dude, that was a good take. I was like, wait a minute, he's kind of making sense here.
No, I'm saying Brandon ain't never said.
Don't enable this.
No, they're afraid to think outside
Hugh's
the box, man.
Daily excuse.
If Brandon ain't never said nothing bad about nobody.
That's how it. That's how you know it hit.
Then all of a sudden he went Nas and Ether. He went Nas on him.
I can't argue that one. But yeah, I just think this has gotten totally out of hand with. You know, and I know it is what it is. You got a radio station and people are just calling. Everybody's got opinions and thoughts. And actually, you, if you don't know it, I'm pretty sure you do know the analogy. No, use one of your words. Opinions are like bungholes. Everybody's got one, and they all stink.
Well, yeah, a lot of people believe is. Last night's did. I actually, I felt the. I think it could be a good thing. Andy, we appreciate it.
Excuse me.
Yeah. By the way, I just, I don't know if you guys noticed this or this year. So Hugh finished last in our fantasy league for the.
Why we got to talk about fantasy
well,
football?
Well, I wanted to point out how consistent you were. So they have a tab in the ESPN fantasy app called Power Rankings, and they show you your team, what they thought of it on draft day versus what it ended with, right?
And he looked this up. See what he's doing?
Well, I just wanted to – because some people's teams were ranked 10th on draft day, but then they made the playoffs. They overperformed.
Mm-hmm.
Your team was ranked dead last, Hugh, on draft day, and you finished dead last.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I
thought I did pretty good.
A model of consistency.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
hey,
what everyone here calls you. The model of consistency. Derek in Paoli. What's up, Derek?
Yo, what's up?
Hey,
what's
Derek.
Up, man?
What's up?
Yo, can I do an OG way to land a plane real quick?
You landed. So please don't crash it. Like,
all right, listen. This is what I want to say about that. First of all, let's say Brandon Graham, right? I'm with Hugh. He don't usually talk crazy, but I feel like he did more harm than good because he obviously teamed Jalen, right? He's saying one is trying and 11 needs to be more, whatever, and this and that. So him apologizing and all that this morning, like, I don't think that's going to go over well, right? And then my second thing is with the AJ and Jalen thing is, like, after hearing what BG saying, like, those throws that AJ, he missed AJ with, bro, it looked like he just wasn't trying to throw the ball to him. Like, we could say, like, he can't see over Jordan Mailata. Like, anybody could have – like, AJ, he passed up AJ to go to Devontae, right? And then he passed up AJ to go to Calcaterra. If you, like, go and watch them plays, bro, it's like you cannot tell me that don't look like he was just like, I ain't messing with you right now. You know what I'm saying?
Well, if that's the case, Derek, then it is a problem, right? Like, if there's something going on there and he's purposely not throwing to him, we got ourselves an issue, Hugh. That can't happen.
Listen, that song we be playing about, what's that song y'all singing? He's going down and all that.
He's bounded down. we ain't going.
It looking shaky. As you know, we lose Sunday, hey. Man. It might be last year all over again, hey, man.
Oh, no.
AD, that has been – that idea has been floated that you're talking about. But I can't, man, I refuse to believe that you will undermine a win just for a personal vendetta. I refuse to believe it. I hear what you're saying.
But
Derek, I see the same thing you see.
I mean, he still threw two touchdowns. He still threw the touchdown to AIDS. I mean, to Devontae.
Yeah, but man, you work. What they say, you working harder, not smarter.
Yeah,
I ain't trying to work harder.
Don't look at it.
That
though.
Was a
you,
hard win
don't
too.
Look at it.
No,
Derek,
we there are certain things that we talk about off the show that we don't talk about on the show.
Woo.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, hey, I refuse to – that's why I didn't say – I refuse to believe that Jalen would do
Derek,
that.
Derek, it's a really interesting perspective.
I do too.
Yeah.
You got to watch it, though.
I'm glad you brought it up. So, actually, you led me somewhere. Derek, we appreciate it. You know, excuse maker Douglas over here.
Excuse maker Douglas.
You brought up something really interesting. You said after all these years, what in the world could cause Brandon Graham to be more, I would say, pessimistic than optimistic, right?
Yes.
He's Mr. Optimism. He's Mr. Positive.
Yeah.
And your excuse was the Percocets, okay?
Molly Percocet.
Well, you know what? The theory that Derek just had, that could cause a positive person to snap. Like, I'm not saying it's true, but what if Brandon felt that Jalen purposely didn't throw an open guy the ball because they have a beef? That could cause an otherwise very positive person to say, enough is enough. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, but you can't. Like, listen, there were teammates that I didn't get along with all the time during the course of the week. But on Sunday... Man, we locked in, man. I don't give a damn about what we had going on before the game started.
Mm-hmm.
We locked in. Let me tell you a story real quick. I remember, and Ike probably know this story. We were going to get ready to play Tennessee. And you know, every now and then, I talk too much, and I get under people's skin. So I got under B. Mitch's skin one day so bad that B. Mitch took his chain. He had a gold chain on his neck, Joe. He took his gold chain off and wrapped it around his hand because he was about to let me have it.
Uh-oh.
And we about to go at it on the bus. And it's like, man, come on. Like we were about to fight on the bus. Well, he was about to fight because Derek Burgess was like, man, B-Mitch about to beat your ass. He was like, B-Mitch about to beat your ass. So I felt bad because we were playing the dozens, and I felt bad because we're getting ready to play a game, and I remember going into the locker room that day of the game, and I said, I walked up to him, and I said, hey, B. Mitch, I'm sorry. I said, I took it too far. I apologize, and I gave him a hug because I'm like, dude, all that stuff that happened the day before the game, we need to let that go. And he was cool with it. That's what being a teammate is, man, because you never want something like that, something stupid, to undermine the ultimate goal. And that's how you have to be, man. And I refuse. The school that Jalen went, I don't know Jalen from a can of paint, but I would like to think that at Alabama, you know, when you talk about how Devontae Smith acts, I would think that Jalen would act the same way. And, you know, you see all those teammates there, you know, Landon Dickerson and all those cats, they are really a tight-knit group of guys. I like to think that they feel the same way. We are on a mission, and I believe that they're like that as well. Whatever you have going on, guys, let that go. Let it go until the end of the journey. Because at the end of the day, man, listen, it ain't going to matter. Y'all win the Super Bowl, y'all going to walk together in life forever, and it's going to be different for you. And these moments right here, these will be footnotes in your history. These will be moments where you'll be like, oh, remember at the time I got mad at you and didn't want to throw you the football? Yeah, that was crazy, dog. And watching your kids grow up, watching your kids play football at all. Man, get back to that. Because I remember when I first got here. Isn't Jalen AJ's goddaughter, godfather, or something
godfather
like that?
Godfather of his daughter, yeah.
Those are friendships and bonds, man, that they should supersede everything that goes on in your personal. Me and Ike don't get along all the time. Sometimes I get on my nerves. I want to punch Ike in the face. But I let that go because we're family. You know, and I'm pretty sure I get on Ike's nerves. But you let that go because you're family. That's how it has to be, man. You got to let certain things go.
So we didn't solve everything today, but we did find out at least that Brian Mitchell almost beat you up.
Brian Mitchell was about to put hands on me, man. All right. I'll never forget that.
So we've done a lot today. We're on the other side. We will get Jaw's reaction from this morning, how he said he'd have felt if he was the Eagles quarterback, what AJ said, what he said. And we'll finish up with your phone calls reacting to all of this.
It's here's Hello Stucky.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
Yes, it is that time of the day. It is time to find out what's in Hugh's holiday stocking. All right, today, you guys are going to play for an incredible qualifying prize and then the grand prize, the Ultimate Midday Show tailgate giveaway. 215-592-9494 to hop on right now. Here's how it works. You hop in. We'll ask you a yes or you can ask us, excuse me, a yes or no question about the category. We'll answer it. You get a guess. And Hugh, today, what are we looking for? What's in your stocking today?
Today, in my stocking, is a holiday movie character.
All right, holiday movie character is your theme today.
That right there still makes
you
laugh.
It's so good. All right, it is time to find out what's in Hugh's holiday stocking today. Today, your category is a holiday movie character. All right, so today, everyone that is playing for the following prize. Today's winner will win Jack Daniels rocks glasses, water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, Tennessee whiskey, clear tote bag. So that is today's winner. If you win today, automatically qualified for the grand prize, which includes Jack Daniels Yeti Cooler, Jack Daniels Cornhole Set, Giant Jenga, Original Wood Smoky Chips, Gerhard's Appliances, Weber Spirit 2 Grill, and 55-inch smart TV. We appreciate Jack Daniels and Gerhard's Appliances for being part of this. All right, Hugh. So here's what we're going to do. We'll bring on people one by one. You get to ask us one yes or no question.
One question.
We will answer it to the best of our ability. And then you get a guess on the holiday movie character. Starting us off is Justin in Willow Grove. Justin, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, man?
Hey, Justin. What do you got for us? What's your question?
Okay, I guess, is it live action?
Yes.
Okay, I'll go with Mr. Griswold.
That's a good guess.
Brian in Wilmington. What's up, Brian?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Brian. What's your question?
Is it, I was going to ask a question, but he already asked it, so I'm just going to guess who it is. Is it Cousin Eddie?
Right nailed it, Brian.
Boy, that was pretty quick.
Did you have it in your head early, or did Hugh saying good guess on Griswold give it away?
No, I did have it early. My question was going to be, is it an animated character? And if you had said yes, I was going to go with the Heat Miser. But
oh, that would have been a good one. Yes. Yeah, well, congratulations, Brian. It is Cousin Eddie. The reason this came about and it got into Hugh's Holiday Sock is last week Hugh was walking around here dressed like Cousin Eddie.
Yeah, people were saying I was dressed like Cousin
well,
Eddie.
Well, you were. I mean,
I was not. That's how I dress all the time.
You had a hat on and shorts and
yeah,
boots.
Yeah, I usually wear shorts, but I didn't have a clean pair today, so I had to throw some pajamas. But tomorrow, I'll probably wear some shorts if I feel like it.
Brian, good job, man. Congratulations.
Good guess.
And you got yourself a qualifying prize, and you're entered for the grand prize.
That was pretty fun.
You were dressed like Cousin Eddie last week. I mean,
I was not. Cousin Eddie was dressed like me. Because that's how I dress all the time.
But the movie came out in 1989.
Yeah, after I said it, I said, that don't sound
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I think you were more inspired by Cousin Eddie.
Cousin Eddie dressed comfortable.
Yeah, well, I would agree with that.
Yeah, he dresses comfortable.
He does. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard to talk about all this Eagles stuff. And, of course, the Brandon Graham comments last night, A.J. Brown, and it goes on and on here. I can't wait to see how the Eagles respond to this, and I do. I think it's going to be big on Nick Sirianni to get this thing
They're gonna
on.
They're going to play many men at practice today.
But who's it for this time?
The team.
No, Jalen should walk out to it.
Well, you know, I'm pretty sure A.J. Fields.
No, that's Sirianni's song.
I'm pretty sure.
But it's not about him this week.
I'm pretty sure AJ feels some kind of way.
Find your end zone.
AJ feels some kind of way?
Yeah.
He started this.
No, technically Brandon started.
Nah, you missed a song earlier. Who started the fire on Sunday? AJ
was asked a question. Brandon started the fire. I don't think that what AJ said got over a million hits. What Brandon said. That thing went nuclear last night.
Well, because I don't think anyone's ever seen a player rip a current teammate for that long.
No. Remember when Kendrick Lamar's song came on? Everybody was like, have you heard new Kendrick Lamar song? It was like, did you hear what BG said about AJ? They're like, damn, he's flaming him.
Yeah, well, he did. But why did he do it? Because he felt he had
high.
To. No, because he felt he
was
had
high.
To.
He was high. He was on the Percocet.
I can't wait to hear what Hugh's excuse tomorrow is. I mean, I can't wait to hear it. Yesterday was the holidays. Today is
just go back to the holidays again.
Molly Percocet.
It is still the holidays.
I'm going to use that excuse in real life. Why didn't you do this? It's the holidays.
I'm saying Percocet. Molly Percocet. It was Percocet.
All right, let's talk to Big V in Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Yo, man. Hugh, I'm loving you today, brother.
I'm just saying, Big V, they don't like to think outside the box, man. I'm just giving them alternatives.
You're so far outside the box, you can't even see it anymore.
He's so far outside the box, he's in another state.
Yes, he is.
But, yeah, look, here's the thing. BG, yeah, he dry snitched.
I mean, he dry snitched. Haven't heard that one in a while.
BG was dry snitching, but you know, I mean, but I think it did what needed to be done. I mean, it's got people talking. You know, we don't want to go through that like last year imploding. I mean, we got Pittsburgh coming up, and you know, these guys, if they got beef, they need to go outside with Nick, you know, have some picante, some vino, and grill it, beef up and eat it. Let's, you know, because we need a championship, man. Forget all this bull crap. Forget all this divaism. And look, I gotta admit, he didn't say anything that we don't already know. Okay, there are lots of times we're looking at the game. The receivers are in the end zone doing jumping jacks, trying to get Jalen's attention, and he's just not clicking it. But he's working on it. But I guess the frustration is this: when is he going to get better at it?
Yeah. That's what it is.
And is it going to be in time? Well, Big V, I think you're right. I mean, I think it's interesting. Everyone could be right, even if they're wrong in this. Big V appreciates the phone call. Like, I don't think AJ's wrong to have frustration with the passing game. I have frustration with the passing game. Of course he would. He's out there running
laps. It's just
laps.
The way it was framed.
Yeah, right. It framed publicly, and then it opens the door of the whole thing this week about Jalen Hurts and his performance. I mean, today's story nationally is BG, right? But what was yesterday's story nationally? Jalen Hurts' struggles. And the soundbite with Jalen Hurts' struggles is A.J. Brown saying, passing. So, like, it's just, the story is, there's truth behind the story, Hugh. That's what I think it was last
that's
night.
That's why I got so much fire.
Yes.
And it kind of added, it gave people something to talk about because now it's something. Because we all knew, we clearly knew, like Elliot talked about how it just felt different in the locker room. And when BG said what he did, it just kind of put a face on everything. it validated the parking sticker, if you will.
Well, I'm sure it didn't make Jalen happy to hear it. Let's hear from Jaws this morning. What would he feel if he was the quarterback and A.J. Brown said what he said?
I would have been pretty upset. I would have thought that through the years you develop a relationship with your teammates, but more importantly, your wide receivers, because you spend a lot of time with them, a lot of time discussing every nuance of the position. You know, there's just a lot of time you spend together, and you develop an amount of trust in each other. And you know, there's always disagreement. I mean, you're going to have disagreement. I argued with Harold Carmichael, Mike Wick all the time, but it was on the practice field. It was discussion of how we can get better. It wasn't said in a negative vein. It was a mutual respect we'd had for each other. And if you had something to complain about, you did it, you know, face to face. So that's probably the most troubling part to me is, you know, when I'm doing the post game show and the press conference, and you know, when you bring Jalen on camera and you bring AJ on camera, you would think they're sitting in a dentist chair ready to have root canal. You know, I'm expecting these guys to come on the field talking about celebrating Saquon Barkley's incredible season that he's having so far.
Yeah.
You know, beating a Carolina football team to clinch a playoff spot. I'm expecting all positive, and what do I get? You know, what do we get from some players is negativity, and that's just not a good sign after a good hard-fought win over a Carolina team that was very feisty.
So Jaws said something there that reminded me of last year, and we all want to not have this be anything like last year. But remember, they were miserable when they were winning last year.
Mm-hmm.
Elliot also said something this morning on the air with the morning show, saying that locker room at the end, on this past Sunday, they were down, even though they won the game. And remember Sirianni? What was Sirianni's message after the game about joy?
Enjoy the game.
I mean, he feels it like it's. It shouldn't be like that. I know, like, they didn't play their best Sunday, right? Mm-hmm. So they can be critical of themselves and realize, like, that's not good enough. But they did win their ninth game in a row and clinched a playoff spot. And this week doesn't sound like that.
Well, see, I don't think that was as egregious as you might feel it is, because I look at it like this. Okay, the ultimate goal is to make it to Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
The ultimate goal is to, when you talk to the offensive lineman, they want to try to do their best to get Saquon that rushing title. If I was in that locker room, I wouldn't feel good either, but it would be because I know I didn't play up to my capability. Now, you take joy in the win, but as a former player, you're looking at it and you're thinking to yourself, maybe we don't have too many of these tune-ups left. And for us to be this late in the season and we're still trying to figure out our identity, that's frustrating. I mean, let's just call it what it is.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that even if none of this would have happened, the storyline would have been the Eagles' anemic passing game. Especially, like just think about the storyline, folks. Jared Goff had a game where they won, where he threw 13 straight pass completions. 13 of them things. And we are sitting here talking about the week before how good we are. We could barely beat the Carolina Panthers, and we didn't throw for over 100 yards. And we're talking about being a Super Bowl contender? That's what the story is, but now it's wrapped in all this negativity, it's wrapped in all this, BG said, yada, yada, yada. But the bottom line is this. We're trying to get to Louisiana. And in order for us to get to Louisiana, whether it was said or whether it needs to be addressed, whatever, we need to be better in the passing game.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bottom line. And A.J. felt it. Jalen felt it. Brandon put faces to names or whatever you want to say. The bottom line is this. That's the ultimate goal, and that's what we need to focus on. So if it takes that, Brandon saying what he's saying, for them cats to go down there and sit down and talk about what they – go for it. But the bottom line is this. We're trying to get to Louisiana.
I mean, we got a bus trip to go on.
We got – yeah. That part.
Yeah, that's the best part. John in Vineland's up. What's up, John?
Hey, guys, I got a couple of points. So, one, the passing game. You know, obviously, I feel like, you know, Jalen's definitely missing receivers. But, you know, there was a play, I want to say, in the third quarter, second and two. Jalen wound up taking a sack. But, you know, I was at the game, and all the receivers are running deep routes. Nobody's running a crossing route. There's no short route. There's no outlet pass. And I feel like that's been something that we've been seeing a lot out of this offense this year. You know, and yeah, things like that are going to help breed, you know, discontent. You know, and then, you know, Hugh keeps saying that receivers are different kinds of people. you know, as a receiver, you know, you're running every play. You're running, right? The ball may not, you know, the ball's not coming to you. You know, it's a running play, or you're wide open and the quarterback can't get it to you, or he doesn't see you. It's very frustrating to play that position and down after down after down, knowing what you're capable of, and you're not able to contribute the way that you want to contribute to the game. You know, that's why it's different at offensive linemen. You're contributing the way you can contribute every single play. As a receiver, you know, running off a safety in a corner, yeah, you're contributing, but you're not really contributing the way that you feel that you can contribute. And it gets frustrating.
I'm sure, John, I'm sure it is. I mean, especially when you're wide open and you realize, like...
And you're a receiver of his caliber.
But they're winning, John. That's the other element to this. It's like, if they were losing, I understand the idea that, hey, if we did this different, I can help us win. They won. I mean, they haven't lost the game since September, and we got the wide receiver upset.
Now, I'm sure he's happy that they're winning. I just think that he sees what we see, that the offense, you know, the passing game could be better.
Sure.
You know, and it's not just a Jalen thing. I think it's also a Kellen Moore thing with the way he's scheming his passing routes. I can see why AJ gets frustrated.
Oh, I can't, John, I can't too. I think we'd all be frustrated. I mean, I've said this a couple times the last couple of days. It's 3 hours of cardio for AJ. He's just running around.
He's got a 3 hour cardio.
He's just running around. Like, the ball's not coming to him. It's incredible how little he gets targeted the last few weeks because they've run it so successfully, and Jalen's just not throwing the football for whatever reason. All right, 215-592-9494. We will finish up with your phone calls. We almost forgot to do something, though. It is a Tuesday, Hugh Douglas.
Tuesday.
That means we do something every week. We eliminate a new NFL team from the postseason picture. It's called Kiss the Baby.
It's time to kiss the baby.
Kiss the baby. This is starting to get hard.
Yeah, well, I got bad news for you.
Yeah, another team.
Let me just, I'll set the stage here.
Why you ain't got to set the stage? I know what's
well,
happening.
Well, no, because the audience might be
they
tuning in
to
kiss the baby for the first time.
Everything.
Why are you putting people in our family business?
Now I'm airing out dirty laundry.
We do kind of publicly broadcast our family business.
Yep,
the radio
right.
Station.
All right, so
yeah, I missed another one.
Yeah,
damn
if
it,
you
man.
Don't eliminate a team before they are mathematically eliminated from NFL postseason contention, they're stuck in your playoff picture.
Oh.
So when you put it all together at the end of the season, you are going to have this team that you forgot to eliminate in your postseason picture. So teams that are eliminated right now: Jacksonville Jaguars, New York Giants, Vegas Raiders, New England Patriots, New York Jets, the Cleveland Browns, and another team that has now found its way onto Hugh's playoff picture with the Jags, the Tennessee Titans.
Ooh.
So, Hugh, you have now forgotten to eliminate the Jags and the Titans.
I'm glad y'all getting a kick out of this. I ain't the only one.
It's pretty funny, man.
I ain't the only one. It's going to go the other way for y'all soon.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, because the Rams are alive. They're alive, okay. And they're kicking.
All right. I mean,
they're
look,
alive.
Go ahead. Some will dispute whether that's worse than having the Vikings out of your playoff picture from week one.
Well, yeah,
I would contend
they roll to 11.
I would contend it's not more embarrassing than forgetting about the Jags and the Titans. But,
well, I was saving them for last. You know,
sure,
I thought I was being creative.
You just waited a little bit too late, buddy.
Circumvent those rules.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, without further ado, Hugh Douglas, you are first this week.
I'll take, let me make sure I ain't eliminate them the last time. The Indianapolis Colts.
Okay.
Ooh, all right.
Colts out of Hugh's playoff picture in the AFC. All right, so Hugh takes out the Colts. Yep. Kyle?
And I lucked out this week because I needed there. There's a team that's facing elimination this week that I had not eliminated yet, but both you guys already had them. And Hugh took the Colts this week. I'm eliminating the Cincinnati Bengals.
Cincinnati.
Ooh, okay, that's a good one. Yeah, I think
they
with their win, they're not going to make it. They've had too many losses. All right, so I'm going to make my first chop from the NFC West. I got to take a position here on who's not going to win it. It's close.
Changes every week.
I know, but I am officially after Sunday going to eliminate the Arizona Cardinals. They're going to come up short, not make the postseason. I think they're going to end up around third or fourth in the division. And I don't think with their conference record, they're good enough for a wild card. So Arizona. Out.
Hate Gannon, to see that for our guy Gannon.
Out of the playoff picture. I'll eliminate them this week. All right. We do it again next week, and we see who is still in Hugh's playoff bracket next week that is out.
I mean, the AFC is so much worse than the NFC. Just when you look at like the elimination scenarios and who's been eliminated already.
Yep.
I mean, I guess maybe that speaks to more of like the West and the South being up for grabs.
But the NFC just seems to have more teams
In contention.
Yeah, in it. I guess also less horrendous teams, right? Who's horrendous in the NFC? Giants, Panthers, I guess.
Although, yeah. Horrendous.
I mean, the Panthers aren't even like horrendous anymore. They're frisky now.
There's quite a few horrendous AFC Panthers. Teams. Like the Raiders are horrendous. The Jets are horrendous. They haven't won a game since like third week of the season. I mean, they're terrible. Let's go to TR in Winfield. What's up, TR?
What's up, fellas?
What's going on?
What do you think of TR?
Hey, I think this drama stuff, man. I think there's something going on personal between AJ and him inside the locker room. Because I really feel like, how are you going to miss your main man? That's like somebody not, McNair not throwing the ball to T.O. if he was open all the time. They got something going on, man. I wish they stopped it, man. We're trying to win the Super Bowl, man. Like all this drama, all this diva crap, man, it's just bad for the chemistry for the team and all that. You know what I mean? And I'm with Brandon. Whatever Brandon said with the Eagles, I'm down what he says, man.
I'm on Team Brandon, too. TR, if he felt he had to say it, there's a reason.
See, this is...
Yeah, exactly my point. So it's like, chill out, man. Let's just go beat this game. And as far as usual, we said we barely beat the Panthers. We needed some work like that. They was our sparring partners for the Steelers in Detroit. We needed that hard work like that.
I got you.
I'm glad we had a hard, rough game like that to make us buckle down and tighten up and get our heads in order. Get our heads in the game.
I hope that's the case, TR. I really hope. I hope you dead on with this one, man. I really do.
Yeah, so do I. And other than that, man, I just hope him and Jalen get their heads together, man. Because he's like, nobody can stick him in the world. So how are you gonna not gonna throw it to him? Run with AJ, and he's not making him his main man, his main target.
It is wild. You consider how good he is and how little he gets thrown the football. Mateo, you're right. You're right about that. Oh, it's great. Tom and Exton. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Good, Tom. What's up?
You know, I got to talk about something, and it starts with this. 2023, because everybody keeps going back to that. 10-1, we knew it didn't feel good, right? And what's the difference between 2023 and 2024 to me, particularly – when it relates to Jalen and AJ? The old guard is gone. Kelsey's gone. Cox is gone. And now, so the last pillar, this final pillar of the old guard, who, mind you, isn't an active player on the roster, is spouting off to a live audience who's 10 years older than the two guys who are beefing. I mean, come on. Give me a break. You can't tell me that that's not a fair point to make. Does he know not only to mention a guy the opposite side of the football? You, who were the closest you were with on the team when you were playing for the Birds?
All of them played defense, bro. I was cool with played defense.
Yeah, yeah. And when who competes in practice? Who gets beefing? Who starts jiving and joking? Who doesn't know you the best, the offense?
I mean, y'all was cool with some offensive linemen, but most of the guys, like, they were people I was close to. It was, didn't really – Donovan, we were cool, but, like, the receivers and everything. I'm better friends now with Todd Pinkston than I was when we actually played, because dynamic has changed. But I get what you're saying.
And so, you know, I think we all got to pump our brakes and tell and ask ourselves, how legitimate is what BG is saying? Can we read into it the way that everybody's freaking out about? I think it's a classic case. You know, why did we fall off in the rails in 2023? Q, you made this point of a week or so ago, you know, these guys who are kind of the older, more mature, the leaders, Kelsey, BG, sometimes it doesn't fall on the right ears, and it falls the wrong way, and you can lose a team that way.
So, Tom, I think it's an interesting point. Can I just present maybe the other side of the coin?
Go ahead,
like,
please.
You might be dead right on this. There's also a theory in my head that last year they let the two of them try to figure it out on their own more. Like, all right, you guys, it's a little weird. You do it your way, maybe, and then it fell off the rails. And now BG's sitting there like, we wasted last year. I got to speak up. Like, I'm not letting you guys, like, grow up. He said that at one. I think he used the term grow up last night. Like, that strikes me as an older guy looking at the young guy saying, you guys got to stop this, whatever this is, and grow up, because we're not doing this again.
There's a point where the intervening hands maybe grip a little too tight.
Sure.
And maybe those hands, the surgeon, maybe his hands are a little weary. Maybe the scalpel isn't going to hit exactly the way it should. And I think BG missed you. I mean, it's clear. He apologized. You know, he took responsibility. And hats off to him trying to be a leader and help the team. But, geez, you know, I think we're driving a wedge in a ship that feels a lot better than last year.
It does. It's, well, but much better defense. Yeah, and it's an interesting analogy, Tom. Appreciate it. To wrap the analogy up, I mean, the issue is that we need surgery on the passing game, right? Like, if it needs
to be more surgical,
yeah,
if anything.
Right. Yeah. If there's a scalpel here and there's a surgeon, then that means we have a problem that needs to be fixed, which is the passing game. That's the one area, don't we all agree, the passing game needs to be better?
Yeah, it does.
However, that's the thing that we feel
that's going to hold us back if we don't make it to the Super Bowl. That's the one area that we feel like that's going to be the problem.
Yeah, it is. All right. We'll see what happens the rest of the day. But a lot of drama around here last couple days.
The drama. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Excuses, too, from Hugh last couple days.
I'm not making excuses. I'm trying to be profound.
Profound?
That's the word I chose to use in this setting.
Okay.
I can't even get it out now.
Yeah, that's the word I choose to use.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we'll unpack it all tomorrow. All right.